Hi folks, I hope you're all doing well. I haven't done a spoken update in quite some time, so I thought I would come on here and apprise you of what I've been up to lately. Not that it's particularly interesting, although I have had a really nice couple of weeks. Sinus issues and insomnia aside, but that's nothing terribly unusual for me. Last night, I went to bed at around 10, because I was really tired. I didn't sleep well on Saturday night, and I woke up at, good gravy, 2 o'clock, could not get back to sleep. So I feel like Ralph Roberts, who is actually a very endearing character in a Stephen King novel called Insomnia. He's one of my favorite Stephen King characters. He also appears very briefly in Bag of Bones, which is like my favorite book of all time. Anyhow, I am not here to expound upon Stephen King. I just thought I'd tell you folks what I've been up to. There's a lot happening in this building right now with the gardening club that happens on Tuesdays and games night that happens, it's either a couple times a month or once a month. And I'm also on the tenant council, so I get to decide what happens. Mwahaha. No. I do have a say, though. So, I have not joined the gardening club as yet, simply because there's not a whole lot to do. My friends Tracy and Gord and somebody else, was it Monica? I can't remember. They did plant some seedlings, and they're sitting near the window in the laundry room at the moment. I found this out by accident because I went in there to do some laundry one day and brushed against some potted plants while I was there. But when the plants have grown sufficiently and need to be planted and tended, I will gladly lend my services if I can help. I'm sad to say that I've got something of a brown thumb, but it's only because I haven't done a whole lot of gardening. It's not that I don't want to. Also, my friend Kim's mum has very kindly offered to give me a jade plant, which I will not say no to, because I like plants very much. I prefer... Okay, this is going to sound silly, but jade to me feels like people's toes. It doesn't have a very nice feeling. And being a totally blind person, I'm very texturally aware. But... still, I wouldn't object to having a plant, and they don't need to be watered that often, which is good, because stupid me often forgets, or has forgotten in the past, anyway, when I used to grow plants, to water them. I used to have a spider plant and an African violet that died, which is a real shame, but I think it just wasn't growing in the best surroundings, and it got some sort of growth, like scaly growth on it, poor thing. That was when I was living in a basement apartment, though, eons ago. A horrible basement apartment that flooded all the time. Ironically enough, it just didn't flood my plant. So, what else did I have? I had a nice plant that a friend's mom gave me a while ago, too. But yeah, I haven't had plants for years, and would gladly do so again. I'd prefer something a little nicer to the touch. So I'm going to see if Gord can get me what's called a prayer plant as well from the farmer's market, because apparently they're quite easy to tend to. So yes, I will join the gardening club if they can use me and if I'm not in the way. I've gone down to a games night. They get posted on the bulletin board, and of course I don't see it, so sometimes I miss them, but someone very kindly thought to tell me last time. Now, I couldn't really play any of the games because people were playing euchre and cribbage, and A, I don't know how to play those, and B, I didn't bring my Braille cards with me. And also people were playing this really cool game called Catchphrase that was kind of like Password. So there's a little digital device, and the game works by a word appears on the screen, and then there's a timer, and the people on a person's team have to... Someone has to describe the word without using it, and the people on the person's team have to guess what that word is. It sounded really fun. It's just I don't know how I would figure out what the word is. Somebody else would have to whisper it to me, I think, when it was my turn. But I kept hearing people describing things, and I knew exactly what they were describing, but I couldn't guess because I wasn't on the team. But anyhow, this games night is hosted by some lovely volunteers from the university, and they're all very enthusiastic, really nice students, and apparently they always bring snacks, which is very kind of them. So one girl brought delicious homemade peanut butter chocolate chip cookies. Also, I had a tenant council meeting last Thursday night, and one of the tenants on the council very kindly had us over to her place and gave us tea, and I got to see her adorable toy chihuahua. I'm not normally fond of little dogs, but this one was so sweet. I wanted to pick her up and put her in my purse and take her home. Seriously, she would have fit in my purse too. She was that small. So we planned some events that we're going to have. Apparently, we're going to have a tea and a social on Easter Monday with baked goods. So that'll be fun. And we're also going to hopefully coordinate a group to go to the gym that's associated with this building. It's not around here. It's in a different neighborhood, but it's owned by the organization that runs this building. So hopefully at least twice a month, a group of us are going to go to that gym, which will be excellent because I terribly need to start working out and losing weight, and I'm better doing it with people. I'm far more motivated. I don't really want to go by myself because the bus route there is, excuse my language, a bitch. The bus doesn't go all the way there and then one has to walk a long way to get there. And the street crossings are really busy and not very nice. They don't have a lot of lights or anything. So yes, that's been happening. And I've also been spending probably an inordinate amount of time on IF MUD, or Interactive Fiction MUD, which I mentioned in a previous post. It is so fun, and the people there are extremely friendly. I've been building and coding on that MUD. So I've made, first of all, I made an abode for myself, a Parisian penthouse with several rooms and objects and NPCs that one could interact with. The French maid even will bring coffee and croissant and tea and water, and they'll appear in the player's inventory, which is awesome. But then I decided that I wanted to make something that other players could really interact with if they wanted to. So in the style of my Parisian penthouse, to carry on with that theme, I made a way down from there to the Champs-Élysées, and I created a French cafe where people can actually buy and consume food and drinks. And I also coded a hotel where players who don't want to sleep in the dorms anymore can actually get a room and claim it as their home if they're so inclined. That has been so much fun. Okay, it's also been frustrating as hell because I'm not very smart when it comes to programming. Oh my gosh, I have had to ask question after question after question on the coding channel. And people have been so kind and patient with me. One lovely person even sent me a whole file containing all the code they had ever written. So it gave me some samples. And oh gosh, I would never have been able to do things without that. The things that I wanted to do anyway. So yeah, I've been hanging out there, building to my heart's content, and getting to know some fantastic people, one of whom actually lives not that far from here, which is kind of cool. Apparently Canadians are overrepresented on the MUD, which I think is great. And I joined in on one of the group interactive fiction playing sessions as well. I came in late because I'd been at a concert, but I was able to help one gentleman out of a rut, which I was really glad about, because he was trying to figure out how to do something, and I intuited what the command was. So that is, I have to say, probably the best MUD I've ever been on in terms of how friendly and patient the people are. And it's nice to go to a place where one does not get hit on, or where there's no drama, I have to say. So yeah, I've been spending a lot of time there. I'm totally builded out now, though. I think I need to stop for a while. I did manage to cope.